The Native tribe in Marshall is protesting fishing restrictions imposed by the state of Alaska. On Friday, six boats went fishing for king salmon during a closed period. Residents in Marshall and other lower Yukon villages say their meager harvest of king salmon won't carry them through the winter. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel reports.
Jason Isaac is a village police officer in Marshall, but last Friday he says he broke state law.
So we went out and fish. We got about two totes of kings.
Isaac drove one of six boats net drifting for king or Chinook salmon. In total, about 18 men from the village participated in the illegal fishing. Nick Andrew Jr. is the executive director of the Ohagamute Traditional Council. He also participated in the protest. He says with support from their elders, his tribe approved it.
The actions we took is against the law in the state of Alaska's eyes. But in the community's eyes, it was a measure to feed our elders, our widows, our disabled people in our community. And in our eyes, we didn't do anything wrong.
The run of Yukon kings in the last few years has been historically low. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game, along with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, have put an unprecedented amount of fishing restrictions on subsistence users. Russ Holder is the Fish and Wildlife Yukon Subsistence Manager. He said the restrictions are necessary to ensure the longevity of the Yukon King Run.
Our responsibility as managers is really to keep the fish runs healthy so that the families that depend on the fish can continue fishing for their children. If we don't do that, this run could be in decline for a much longer time.
Alaska Fish and Game cut down subsistence fishing to just two 18-hour periods per week. Then, for over a week, fishing was completely prohibited. Now fishers have returned to the fishing windows, but their gear size is restricted. Fish and Game is prohibiting nets with a mesh size greater than 6 inches. That makes it difficult to catch the big kings. During the protests, tribal fishers used king gear and they harvested 100 kings. Andrew says that was far fewer than needed. He said his tribe supports conservation efforts, but the state has gone too far.
This was just an act out of desperation.
At his smokehouse near the waterbank, Andy Boots says the effect of the fishing restrictions are visible.
I usually put away an estimate maybe 75, maybe 90 kings a year for a little family. But we have no kings in our fish shack.
Instead, just 7 chum or dog salmon are being dried and smoked for the year.
We're pulling out a chum to cut. Only chum.
The Shorty family smokehouse is one of the fullest in the village, but there's no kings hanging. Clara Shorty says they'll be missed this year. Her family eats kings almost every single meal.
In the morning, when we have salted king salmon, we serve that with pancakes. It's like our native bacon.
Shorty says the chums are good, but that nothing can replace kings.
Those are really rich in oil. They help us sustain our bodies.
Compared to kings, smoked chum is dry and lacks in calories. As her ulok crunches through a tailbone of a chum, Shorty says her family will have to eat whatever they can this year.
Usually we used to keep the backbones for our dog team, but it's so expensive to buy food from the store anymore, so we eat the backbones ourselves.
As Shorty goes through her chum, 3 elders silently look on. When I ask them if they have ever in their life seen so many chums and so few kings, they erupt in unison.
This is the first duck salmon, first catfish, first time. Only me, king salmon, only 3 of them, only.
Fiducia Shorty says her only kings came from the illegal fishing on Friday. Once they eat them, she'll be out. She says that makes her scared for her own health. Marshall isn't alone. The restrictions have been imposed on 3 fishing districts. In the tiny village of Pitkiss Point, very few are on target to meet their food needs. Pitkiss Point resident John Riley says he's one of the few to hang kings this year, but he did it by going around the regulations.
This is the first time in the history I ever used a 4-inch mesh trying to catch some kings, you know.
4-inch mesh is used to catch smaller fish like whitefish and pike, so it's unregulated. But Riley says using the small gear came at a high cost.
Them kings were tearing up our nets.
The village of Imanac near the coast is usually one of the first on the Yukon to finish their fishing. But there, people are still trying to get kings. Marvin Kelly is the tribal council president. He says with only a handful of subsistence openings, he and others are asking for free fish doled out by the test fishery.
People that usually don't go to fishing game to wait for or to ask for fish from their test net are there. So that tells you that there's people are looking for fish still.
The Department of Fish and Game says they will begin to allow subsistence fishers to use their king nets later this week, but the twice-a-week fishing windows will stay in effect. The Association of Village Council Presidents represents 56 villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. They are asking that the state drop all restrictions for the rest of the run, but Fish and Game says that's unlikely. Most Marshall residents say it's getting to be too late anyway. Nancy Oney says her family has not dried one king this year.
It's getting late. The flies are coming out. The rainy season is coming out, and there's no way you could cut fish during the rainy season. The rain is a fish spoiler.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.